This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America. Here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. This is Lock and Load, and because it's a short week and we won't get to speak to him normally on our normal day this week, I decided to bring in Super Dave Harrington because I got to bounce some things off of him today. And how you doing today, sir?
Just fine, Mr. Bill.
Yes, sir. So yesterday was a range day for me, and this was the first day that I've taken out these guns where they're basically in there. I'm done doing things to them. I've reached the point where I said, okay, this is as much as I'm going to do. Now I'm just going to carry him and train with him. And, so just off of the video that I sent you, I sent Dave a little short video clip. And that was me just taking a gun and sticking it out there. And I started out with a controlled rate of fire, and then I started speeding it up as I went. What were your thoughts on that?
The best I've seen you control a blaster yet, man. It was very solid and nice cadence, you know, from start to finish.
One thing I was trying to explain to somebody as I was doing this yesterday was I was trying to explain that when I pull up on a target and I start to engage a target, I sort of get this vision in my head of I'm not facing a piece of steel. When you're training to be a shooter, as in a gun, you know, a self-defense gunfighting situation, do you have to get in there and sort of visualize something to really be effective and figure out what's going to work and what isn't?
Yes, but it's a different type of focus to the training piece. I break it into two categories.
Right.
Of course, the first category being basically the mechanics of shooting. Everything that's involved in respect to building skill, maintaining your skill, and progressing your skill. And the other category is, of course, scenario-based training, where you're going to use, no shoot targets.
Right.
Good guys, bad guys. And the majority of the scenario-based training, if it's at all possible, now this really depends on, you know, your ability to control the area you're training in, is you have someone else set up the scenario or the course of fire, and you shoot it blind. You're not provided an opportunity to review it and basically come up with a shoot plan before you fire it. So that's out. Much like you would, you know, like a USPSA course of fire, you're afforded a walkthrough. You can develop your shoot plan, and then when it's your turn to shoot, you know, hopefully you can follow your shoot plan. It doesn't work like that. You should, when I think of scenario-based training, that's where you have enough, you know, like your friends, your shooting buddies, to support setting up various courses of fire. But when it's your turn to shoot, you shoot it blind. So you have to engage that decision-making process of shoot, no shoot, And of course, time is a factor as well. So depending on what kind of time value you place on solving that problem weighs heavy on your decision-making process as well.
Right.
But that's, you know, as simple as that may sound, it's actually, can be a little difficult to do, especially, the more you do it and the better you get at it, the more complex the scenarios, should be or can be to, exercise your mind as much as possible. But there is no other way to do it in a training setting. You know what I mean?
Right. Well,
like shooting a course of fire blind, if you've never done it, it'll definitely ramp you up a little bit, because that's the sole purpose of shooting it blind.
Right.
Is so you can mentally, you know, observe, collect information, prioritize it, make a decision and act on it. And then time is a factor.
I was running my ASSD rig yesterday.
Okay, how'd it work out?
Oh, it was, the only complaint I have about it is that it will not fit a Glock 17. But the 19 and the 45 it was made for. So, I mean, it ran that, ran those two guns flawlessly. It's,
right.
It's got just enough retention, and it is the most, minimalist holster I've ever seen.
Okay. Well, here's the solution to that.
Yeah.
Get a hold of Brian, have him make you a G17 holster.
Is he back?
Not yet.
Oh.
But when he gets back, I'll hit him up.
Okay.
And have him make you a G. You know, I might have a G17 holster in my pile somewhere.
Hmm.
And I'll have to look.
I can only imagine the extensive pile of holsters Super Dave Harrington must have.
But the, that's the solution to that problem.
Right.
If you want to run all three of those guns.
Well, I do.
In that manner.
I do. And I would rather run them with all the same equipment if I possibly can, just simply because one of the reasons I went with this platform is if I do one thing to the Glock 19, which would be to swap the trigger out for a Timney trigger, and I'm running it with the standard Glock 10.5 trigger in it currently.
Right.
Then those guns would all feel the same to me when I pull them up.
Right. Oh, I totally get it.
Yeah. So, but like I said, the Goldilocks is the Glock 45 just because it is the best of all worlds for me. I fully understand why. It makes me wonder about Glock, because they had to have cannibalized a lot. I mean, the whole Glock 17, 19 market went away, or had to go away, when they brought out the Glock 45. Everybody's going to the 45, aren't they?
I don't know, man. I wouldn't necessarily say that, but it wouldn't surprise me if that's what is happening.
Right. Well, I know a lot of law enforcement is going to them. I know that I read some spec ops guy that was talking about we all carried Glock 19s, but if it was up to me, we'd all have Glock 45s.
Right.
So I completely get it. I understand it. I mean, the gun dot combos I was running yesterday, and I figured out one thing that I'm never going to go back and do again. But I'll tell you that when we get back. Super Dave Harrington, of course, is he's the chief instructor of Combat Speed, LLC. He's teaching me from afar. This is the beginning of a training program, which you guys will be getting to hear about. And I'll be sending him video, and he'll be coming on here and telling me what he thinks about it. And sometimes I don't even get to preview it, because I'm just going to let him tell me dry, and I hope I don't do bad. Combat Speed, LLC, you can also find him at S. Dave Harrington on Facebook and here sometime during the week. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If I had only listened to Super Dave. This is Lock and Load, talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. This is the third Glock 45 I've had, and I've had a Glock 19 X-ray. Have you ever run the 19 X-ray?
Yes, I do have a 19X flat dark bird. 19X.
Did you cut off the little protrusions on the bottom so it will accept all Glock magazines, or do you have just have Glock 19X magazines to go with it?
I just use G17 mags.
And they fit?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
The I've never had a problem with them. I have, but, you know, I do have, the reason I get away with it is I have the 2-inch or the plus 2 extension.
Oh, okay.
On the mag, yeah, so I don't have the standard, base plate.
The standard lip. Because the 19 X-ray has that little protrusion coming down from the bottom like it slots into the magazine or slots around it or something. How does that, I've never shot one of those. Compared to the 45, is there any difference at all in the way it shoots?
I would have to say no.
Yeah.
It's the same basic configuration. And if you can tell whether if you were doing a blind test, I don't believe you would be hard pressed to tell the difference in the way the gun feels when you're running it hard. Because it's the same basic design. It's the same basic setup. You know, the 17 frame with a 19 top end.
Right. What do you think about these people that take the slides and cut on the slides and reduce the weight of the slide? Doesn't that, if you don't do that and change the spring on the gun, doesn't that sort of cause issues?
Well, it can cause issues, but what happens is you're just changing the timing of the gun itself, you know, the mechanical timing. Makes the slide cycle faster.
Right.
But I don't really know, the thing about that is, I don't know if in actuality you gain anything from it. If you are that dialed in or switched on, that just blows my mind. It's amazing to me. Now, if you were doing it for a specific mechanical reason, you know, that's fine. But lightening the slide, you know, like that, so it cycles faster, to me, you would have to have a very high level of skill to be able to take advantage of that modification.
Right.
I don't see any, the only thing I see is it allows, you know, dirt and grit and stuff like that to get into the gun. It's like a competition thing. You have to keep the pistol in a very semi-sterile environment to prevent that from happening. But any way you cut it, if you're going to lighten the slide in that manner, for the mechanical reason of the pistol cycling faster, you have a very high level of skill to take advantage of that modification.
Right.
And that's the whole thing about modifications in the first place. What a lot of entry level guys or, you know, like your average bear doesn't understand, but I would like to explain right now, is before you start making modifications to your firearms, you need to make the decision of whether or not you have the skill or the ability to take advantage of that modification.
Right.
Otherwise, you're just spending money and, you know, maybe it's a, you know, there's a certain amount of cool factor involved, but, you know, you should have, I never really made modifications unless I either felt or knew that I had the ability to take advantage of it and make, you know, work to my advantage.
Right.
But I've never solved the problem of, I shouldn't say it that way. Strike that. I shouldn't say it's a problem. You know, I chose to, start shooting stock guns quite a while ago because I wanted to see if I could match the inherent mechanical accuracy of the pistol and ammunition know, by adding the third component, myself, the human element. And I have, to my, I guess, the word escapes me, but I have yet to be able to do that. So, shooting, you know, shotguns, to me is my thing, because I want to see just how well or how good I can actually become by trying to match the inherent mechanical accuracy of the pistol and the ammunition I'm firing. Well, you know, remember, you got to use quality ammo as well.
Well, I just, I did some of that stuff I wonder about now, because for me, with some of the Gucci guns I've ever run, the biggest difference in the Gucci gun has always been the trigger. So,
correct.
And I could shoot the Gucci guns. And my thought process has always been, well, do I need a Gucci gun if I just change out the trigger? And now I'm quite pleased, though. I'm very, very, very pleased. I'm running dots from an old friend of Steve Fisher's.
Yeah.
A guy named Buck Holly at C&H Precision.
Okay.
He makes his own series of dots now, and they're pretty good. And they're not that expensive, and that's what I like about them.
Right.
Because I don't need to, I don't know that I need to be able to drive a nail with my optic on my gun, do I? I don't need to be able to do that, do I?
It'd be nice to be able to, if you could.
Well, I could drive it with the other part of the slide, couldn't I? I could just pull the slide off and use it, the whole thing, for a hammer.
Well, that's true too.
Yeah, I don't have to. I don't have to use the. I don't have to use the optic. The optic ridge or the optic frame.
Right. One of the most.
Well, I tell you what.
Bring up extreme accuracy.
Yeah. Right, hold up.
One thing that comes to mind is Bill Mundin striking matches.
Yeah, well, that guy was he was at a level. But hang on for me, if you will. Super Dave Harrington, Combat Speed LLC. Find him on Facebook at S. Dave Harrington. And find him here. The gigs are about to flow, I think. And there's some other stuff coming up, too. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
USA News Update. There's a push online for a third-party presidential ticket.
There is an online petition urging Senators Mitt Romney of Utah and Joe Manchin of West Virginia to form a bipartisan presidential ticket. The Draft Romney-Manchin Committee initiated the petition, emphasizing the need for leaders who can bridge political extremes. The objective is to encourage the No Labels Convention in Dallas to nominate Romney for president and Manchin for vice president.
I'm John Schaefer.
Several pro-Palestinian protesters are in custody after trying to disrupt the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade. The New York Daily News reports that some of the protesters wore white jumpsuits with the words ethnic cleansing, colonialism, and militarism printed on them. They jumped the barricades, and it also appeared they had glued their hands to the pavement. The marching bands and floats had to make their way around them as police moved in to make arrests. Skip Kelly, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Welcome back. Talking to Super Dave Hankton, trying to do a little bit of an AAR after I've been to the range and everything else. And when I started hitting with the Glock, I mean, I used to be able to shoot a Glock like nobody's business. And when I lost that, I've been wondering for a while what the problem was. And the I finally figured that part out. So, and when I was shooting and actually hitting the target yesterday, Dave, I was so pleased with that.
Right.
Of course.
Was there any one thing that jumped out at you that was making it possible?
How much finger I was putting on my trigger.
Okay.
I don't know what happened. I don't know when. So I always, before the heart attack, I used the same contact part of my finger for single action ARs and you know, Glocks.
Right.
And then I had the heart attack and they split my chest and it was like something got disconnected and it was farcical when I was going to the range yet. And I was taking Agency Arms Glocks. I had to go Agency Arms Glock 17, which was a gun I could shoot like nobody's business prior to this. And I go out there, and I'm putting the trigger center mass. I'm putting the sights center mass. I pull the trigger on it. I hit the support on the target low left. I pushed it that far.
Wow.
In that split instant of when the trigger when I pushed it and the trigger broke, it went that far off of the target.
Yeah, but that could have just been from being off the guns for a while. You know?
Well, I mean, I had to be off the guns because, like, after I had the heart attack and they split my chest, I called James Yeager one time and I was like, how much does a gun weigh when you pull the trigger on it? because I was limited. I couldn't pick up anything that weighed more than 5 pounds with two hands for 60 days.
Right.
And, of course, who's ever taken that measurement? I figured if anybody had, it would have been James. And, of course, he had not. And he we talked a little bit about the heart attack and everything. And I had a Glock 26 at the time. And I was like, okay, I'll carry the 26. And I hope that I don't have to shoot it. And, I didn't, thankfully. that was all good and stuff. But now that I've got it back, and I'm actually about 3/4 of the way across the surface of my fingertip, going towards the knuckle.
Okay.
And that feels awkward, but when I start hitting it, I can stay on the trigger fat for a longer period of time, and run the whole magazine, and hit the target all in the same place, which I guess is sort of the point, right?
Right.
So, now that I finally got that mojo back, I'm very pleased with it. And now I'm going to be going and doing all kinds of other drills with it besides shooting. The biggest part of yesterday was just to go out, and it was sort of like my Glock confidence course, you know?
Okay.
Where you go out there and you tell yourself you can do it, but you got to show yourself you can do it. So now that I know that I can hit with it, okay, let's go.
Yeah, it's just basically a matter of using your imagination and coming up with various exercises that kind of test your skill across the spectrum, you know, of distance and time.
Well, now, you've already talked about this. If you have that holster, I would happily buy that from you if you don't want to use it or anything. Because I want to use the same equipment. I want to go out and I do want to do. I'm figuring if I do the drills with one of these guns, that it will translate to all of them, won't it?
It should.
Yeah.
Sure. It only just depends on, how dialed in you are on the feel of the 17's operation versus the 45 and the 19. Because there will be, a little bit of a variation there.
Yeah, a little weight difference.
Yeah, just because of the weight. But you got to consider how the weight transfers into feel from the motion of cycling.
Right. Well,
I don't think it would be a big deal. I would definitely be able to dial in on it, but is it that big of a deal? Probably not.
Well, I mean, all of the classes I've ever taken have been with a Glock 17 or a Glock 17 size gun.
Right.
And the only time I've ever taken a Glock 19 size gun was when I went to tactical response, I took a 17 and a 19 sized Poly 80.
Yeah.
And ran those just fine. And I'm happy to be back with the stock Glock, so to speak. But now I want to do some drills and I really want to improve my skill set. I mean, yesterday I was starting to shoot and move a little bit as I went along and everything, and now it's time to start. I got a whole list of things that somebody sent me, and I'm going to be going down the list. I'm going to start at the top. I'm not going to look for the things I think I can do the best first. I'm going to start at the top, whatever's there.
Right.
That's what I'm going to do.
And go from there.
It's going to be interesting because I'm going to be looking at that, and at the same time, I'm going to be looking at How to Shoot Better Than a Navy SEAL by Paul Markle. And I wonder how close to each other those two are going to be.
I have no idea, but I definitely have to get me a copy of that.
Yeah. Well, you two guys are not too far off in the same sort of.
I have to call Paul and ask him for an autographed copy.
Well, he would send you one without a doubt.
I love that title.
Yeah. Well, the one thing Markle is not is he's not shy and retiring.
Right.
I presume when he was in the Marine Corps that he was a infantry guy.
Yes, but I don't know much about Paul's time in the Marines. I mean, we spoke about it once upon a time, but he never really went into any detail.
Right.
So, I don't know if that means anything or not.
Well, the thing that I wasn't. I was not an infantry guy. I worked in infantry units. I had to cross-train with infantry technique and everything else, and that was great because right after we keyed up my mic the first time, I would have been an infantry guy from then on anyway because my vehicle is going to get vaporized as soon as I key up that mic and I'm on the ground.
Right.
So that was the whole way we trained and did everything with that thought in mind. And but by the same token, I kind of think because looking at your stuff and looking at his stuff, both of you are very strong on the fundamentals.
Right. Well, you have to be. They, whoever they are, but the they that people always refer to say that you have to master the basics. And there could not be a truer statement ever made. The problem is, with that statement is nobody really tells you or explains to you how to master the basics. And that's the key right there. Yes, in order to become highly proficient, you have to master the basics.
Hang on right there. We'll finish that up on the other side. Talking to Super Dave Harrington. Be right back. This is Lock and Load.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And welcome back. This has become a thing. Every time I go to the range, I have to like lay my head on Super Dave's shoulder and cry a little bit. But today I'm not crying. But joined again by Super Dave Hanger. We were talking about mastering the basics. The basics are the unsexy part. It's the unheralded part, right? The practicing the magazine changes and the practicing the getting it out, you know, running remedial action through the various things that might happen to it. Those things are crucial, but nobody likes them.
Right, because they're not fun.
Right.
It's not fun to... You know, it's not the cool guy stuff. The learning how to master the basics. This, you know, reminds me of a conversation I was having on Facebook about visual stuff. And the funny thing about it was, I didn't realize it until, you know, after the conversation was done. And it took me, I knew there was something about the conversation, but it took me a day or two to figure it out. And what I figured out is none of us knew each other, you know, prior to that conversation. And yet the topic we were speaking about, everybody was pretty much in line with each other. Now, you know, wasn't the same verbiage, wasn't the same descriptions, but everything was in line speaking to the same thing. And what it made me realize is, you know, just the power of the human mind. Even someone that's isolated and working on their own, you know, has the ability to figure it out because of the power of the human mind. And even though, you know, like we spoke earlier in the earlier segment about, you know, mastering the basics is true, there's no set pattern or way to go about mastering the basics. Mastering the basics takes time. And over time, you come to understand how to master the basics, but what's important about the basics. if, for example, and we keep talking about the basics, but what are they? One, you have to learn how to stabilize the firearm.
Right.
No matter what you're doing, no matter what you're doing or how you're doing it, you have to know how to stabilize the firearm with the target. Two, you have to aim. So aiming is a huge piece of it. Whether you decide to use the sights or not, you're still aiming. So do you understand how that works? You have to make the decision to fire and apply physical action to the trigger to make the gun fire without disturbing the working relationship of the gun with the target. And then, of course, you know, you have to, you know, manage recoil and set yourself up for the next shot or follow-on shot if, you know, if that's what you choose to do or decide to do. And that's about as basic as it gets. But it takes time, and only over time of following that sequence, and depending on how you perform, is going to determine your learning curve, how long it is or how short it is. The, you know, a lot of it is intuitive. That's one thing I want to put emphasis on. You don't necessarily have to have someone show you. Don't ignore the fact, you know, in respect to your own intelligence and being able to figure things out. If you do want to acquire a high level of skill, of course you're going to need instruction. Right in line, just like it is with anything else. You really want to be good at it, you're going to have to seek out those that are better than you are and have them convey what they know to you in hopes you, in turn, can apply it and learn from it. But I think in respect to the timeline circumstances, people expect too much out of themselves too soon. It's like, well, you know, I'm not really doing as well as I thought I would be or should be by now, so let me find something else to do. I don't know. Depends on your level of commitment, what it is you're trying to accomplish. There's several other factors that come into play of the problem. I will give you an example happened to me one time. I had a guy come to me and say, hey, I was told you were the go-to guy to learn how to shoot. I'm like, well, it depends on what it is you would like to do. And he says, well, I just want to be good enough to protect my family. And I'm like, well, dude, we've already got a problem. There is no good enough. I mean, you're asking me this. Let me put this into perspective for you. You're telling me you want to only be good enough to protect your family, where in my mind, my family members are my most valuable assets. So therefore, there is no good enough. I should always strive to maintain, if not better, my skills in support of, you know, protecting my family. And he was kind of like, oh, I think I get it. And I'm like, well, when you do get it, call me back and maybe we can, get together and do something. But until you think this through and come to, a better decision point, so to speak, about what you're trying to do and what you're involved in, I'll be more than happy to help you out. But the guys, I took issue with the guy immediately because in his mind, he had no idea the seriousness of what he was trying to get involved in, let alone not just protect himself or be prepared to be able to protect his family. Now, I don't want to say you have to, you know, get a bunch of training and all that, but I do know people get the formula upside down. They think if they, you know, spend, you know, $3,000 or $4,000 on guns and gear, and then maybe get some training, they should probably spend maybe about $1,500 on a good pistol and some ammunition and, you know, some basic gear, and then get $2,000 or $3,000 worth of training.
Right. Yep. Yep. Yep.
They got the formula upside down. And it's just because you own a firearm and the requisite gear doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be able to employ that equipment to good effect. Your mind is your most valuable weapon. And what you do from there will tell the tale. Everything else is, who said that? The mind is your most powerful weapon. Everything else is supplemental.
You probably said that. You just don't remember it.
No, it was some famous writer dude.
Okay, but I'm giving the credit to you because we're about to run out of time.
All right, dig it.
It'll come to you later on. And when it does, you can tell me later on. Thank you, first of all, for taking the time to join me today, and I hope you have a very good Thanksgiving.
Yes, sir. You do as well, man.
Super Dave Harrington, Combat Speed, LLC. Look him up on S. Dave Harrington on Facebook and here. I'm in the middle of reclaiming and restarting that which I should never have let go of. And I'm bouncing off of him and Paul Markle as I go along. I can't think of a better two guys to talk to about what I'm trying to do here. So I have a very good time going on. So thank you very much, sir.
You're welcome, Mr. Bill. Thanks for the opportunity.
Yes, sir. Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
When it comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.